It's a disgusting thing to be in something that you're very unhappy with and not sure of. And don't feel like you're worth anything. I remember coming down to Parker for the first time. And I sat out at a bar room. But I spent a lot of time in bar rooms. Unhappy people have a tendency to do that. Spend a lot of time in bar rooms. Because it's the only time I thought I could be happy. And I didn't realize all the rest of the people were unhappy and they thought they could get happy. So we were all actually unhappy together and laughing about it because we were stoned out of our minds. But I was sitting in a bar and these two guys were saying, well, I'm with IBM. And this guy says, well, I'm a general engineer. And they said, well, what do you do? And I said, I'm a carpenter. They said, well, what did you say? I said, I'm a carpenter. I'm sorry, I couldn't understand. So I got to go to the bathroom. I was ashamed to tell anybody what I was or who I was because I didn't know myself. I thought maybe I could just call myself doctor and they'd think I was a medic. But you see, I didn't know who I was, where I was, what I was supposed to do. What is my purpose in life? Well, I don't know. And I'm sick about it. And I don't mind telling you, I thought about committing suicide. Matter of fact, I did attempt it. I opened a window, got on a windowsill, and jumped. I jumped up. We were in a basement apartment. I said, geez, I can't even do that right. I mean, is there anybody out here like that? Who's so confused and so afraid and so spun around and not sure of what life really is or what my purpose on this planet is? I mean, is there anybody that throws up or gets nervous when a new patient comes in because you don't know what to say or do? Or you're just absolutely afraid that they're going to leave you? Or you say, God, I really need you. They don't come in and say, Doc, I really need you. You say, God, I really needed you. And so you surrender. I mean, you do anything to keep the guy. Is there anybody out there like that? Well, if there is, don't admit it. Not to anybody. Just listen. And then afterwards, you come talk to me. Because I've been there. And I don't want you there. I want you out of that. And I can help you. Now listen. I said in a crowd something like this. And I heard a man stand up talking something like I'm talking to you. And he talked about finding subluxations and correcting people healing up. He talked about a man who had no pubic hairs, no eyebrows, no nothing. He said, and a man said, can you help me? He said, I'll make you look like a collie dog. I jumped up and ran out of there. I said, that man's absolutely nuts. I mean, he's a disgrace. This is chiropractic? You got to be kidding. So I went and talked to a friend of mine, and we discussed giving pharmaceuticals to people so that we could adjust them and they'd be out of pain. And we talked about swabbing the throat with belladonna. And I said, you know, this thing has got me baffled. I don't know. I don't know. Maybe I should have been an airplane pilot. I begin to think maybe I should be a cowboy or an Indian chief, anything. You know, what am I? Where am I? And so I went back to another meeting. My wife said, go back and listen to another one of those meetings. I said, I'm not going back. Those guys are nuts. She said, you go back and listen. Maybe you'll hear something this time. And I'm sick of living with you anyway. All you ever do is complain and bitch. You're the most negative guy I ever saw. Besides that, you can't even feed me. So do something or get out. Gosh, that's awful harsh words to a doctor, a real doctor. So I went. And this time it was somebody all of you know, J. Clay Thompson. And Thompson started talking about moving the bone, getting the bone off the nerve, letting life and brain into the tissue cell, letting the body heal itself of any disease known to man. And for some reason or other, I heard it. And I said, good God, that's why I studied yoga. That's why I was one of those Zen Buddhists. That's why I was a Catholic. That's why I was thinking about becoming a Jew. I was thinking about going out and living on the reservation with the Indians. Maybe they got it. Somebody's got it. I want it. That's it. You mean to tell me? Oh, my goodness. Well, I got excited. So I ran up there, and I started talking to him. He started explaining a little more. I didn't understand what he said to me. I couldn't get it. But I just knew that there was something there that I had been looking for. What was it? It was a principle. It was a law. It was something that I could latch on to. It was a challenge to me. Because I'm going to tell you something. I had people coming in, and I had scores of people coming in saying, Doctor, I've got this pain in my hands like this, and I'd say, all right, and in 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 or 8 adjustments or treatments or whatever it was that I was doing to them, they would finally say, boy, that really feels good, Doc. I'd say, great, come on back in a month. And I'd hear in a month's time they were in the hospital. I heard them dying. I heard of a guy losing his hand as an artist. Couldn't draw a straight line. I heard of a man with CVA, strokes. I heard of them with paralysis. I heard of all these people that had been to me later and were in the hospital sick and dying. And I said, look, you know, I don't know about this stuff. So finally I went up to another guy, a friend of mine in Pennsylvania. He started telling me all about chiropractic. He said, why don't you start reading Green Books? I said, what are Green Books? He said, read BJ's book. I said, BJ's a quack. He said, so what? Read it anyway. So I read it. BJ wasn't a quack. I was. I was denouncing something I didn't know anything about. I was defiling the thing that I should have been carrying a torch for. I never investigated my own profession. I never looked in to see what research had been done by chiropractors. I never knew what chiropractic was or wasn't, and I didn't know what it would do or couldn't do. And I said, look, BJ saying that if you find a subluxation and correct it and maintain the correction, that the body has the opportunity to heal itself by replacing itself with normal cells because it's now getting life from the brain into the body where it wasn't. He said, if you can get the producer back into the product, you have something done. I said, well, gosh, the producer back into the product, that doesn't make sense to me. But I kept studying, and finally I found out what the producer was and what the product was that he was talking about. And then he said, get the big idea, and all else follows. And what's the big idea? The big idea is that you're to go out and locate subluxations and correct them and teach people and bring them in by droves to turn on the power of life in the body, to let that body heal itself of any disease known to man. But it's not your responsibility. It's your responsibility to serve.